This is a Collider.com audio interview.
The elegance of the environment of this film is overpowering to a viewer. I realize when you're making a movie, it's all it's illusion. But was there a sense that you were in all of that elegant surroundings? Could you actually feel like the Empress?
这部电影的布景场景都非常的华丽。 那么虽然是虚构的电影，你在场面演这种戏，自己会感觉到是皇后吗？确实真正感觉到是一个很有很高地位的这么一个女皇，很华丽，还那所有的一切都是好像属于女的，好像你什么都不缺，什么都。 都属于这个国家，这个全部的人民都是属于你的，确实有这种感觉，因为他导演给我们这个布景。Yeah,
definitely. I felt like an empress in charge of everything, the whole country, all the people, everything belonged to me as the empress. This was a result of the setting and the sets and everything put together, as well as the kind of effort that the director did put in to make it all happen.
What about the clothing? Because it looks so heavy, and yet at the same time, there's like a lot. It's very revealing. At the same time, like a lot of cleavage, that kind of stuff. What was it like to walk around like that?
那么这个戏服呢，服装看起来很沉重，但是同时呢，好像露了不少。你穿这种服装走来走去，感觉怎么样？
一开始不太习惯，因为它很重，它都是用那个手工啊，中国的手工很好啊，那个手工去钉的一些珠子和一亮片，整个很多衣服整个都是这样制作的，但是这个衣服其实它能够体现到女性的很美的一面，所以这是特别传统，还有特别在中国唐代以后，唐代的时候确实是一种这样的服饰。
Yes, definitely. That kind of the costumes were very carefully crafted. It was all handmade, so with all sorts of pieces and extra fabric and design details. So it was indeed very heavy to wear. But it was a kind of interesting effect because, of course, like you said, the inner layers were very tight and very constraining, and yet the outside layers were very full and flowing and just kind of very free and easy. So it was a very beautiful effect. And this was certainly the effect that was true to the Tang Dynasty styles of dress back 1,000 years ago.
What about working again with director Chang Yimou? I mean, I suppose it's been 10 years since you've worked together. And was it like getting back on a bike? Was it easy to jump right back in? Or how have you both, have you changed as an actress and how has he changed as a director?
那已经十年没有跟张艺谋合作拍电影，这一次重新跟他合作，感觉怎么样？就是要重新开始吗？还是一开始就像就一见如故吗？
其实没有觉得这么久，觉得好像两三年之前的事，好像上一部电影好像是很近的，没有觉得是十年。我他们说一算是差不多快10年了，觉得哇，很遥远。仍然合作很愉快，而且很默契，不用说太多，我也知道导演需要什么东西，我可以给导演一些。 什么样的表演方法，他可以都可以接受，很容易，是很也觉得很简单，也是我觉得也很准确，导演给我的东西也很准确，完了我给予导演的表演，他也觉得很准确，就很默契。
Yeah, well, it doesn't feel like that much time has passed. It felt like just a couple of years, almost like yesterday since the last time we worked together. But then, of course, when we thought about it, we said, oh, the last time that I made a film with Zhang Yimou was about 10 years ago. It seems so far away. But in fact, this time getting back together to work with him was a great experience. We felt very comfortable immediately. We had a very fine rapport working with each other. A lot of things were easy to communicate. And so it all worked out very nicely.
I'm curious about the sets and how extravagant everything that was involved with the locations. And how is that as an actor working in those kind of environments? Could you talk a little bit about, is it easier for you? Is it, you know,
这个也是有关于布景，这次布景每个场面都很复杂、很华丽、很丰富。对你来说，在这样的布景里面要演戏，有没有什么特别的机会或者特别的挑战？
当然有时候觉得好像好很颜色很多，好像你在里边时间长了，你会觉得哎呦，这个好像很重的感觉，人就会很那个沉重。其实有这个金，很多金的东西，完了很多颜色在一个空间里面，你待时间长了会蛮压抑的那个感觉。还有很多红的柱子，很多红柱子很粗，很红的、很金的、很花的色彩，人在里面时间长了，你会觉得很压抑，你就想出去透透气。当你一出来的时候，又是一个大的宫殿，又是黄的，又是好像人是在一个很大的环境中，一个很压抑的一个地方，就是其实蛮适合这个皇后的这个心情。
Yes, it's true. That kind of set, although it was very opulent, everything's colorful, brightly colored, especially in gold, with these huge columns and everything. At the same time, you felt a lot of pressure. It's almost a kind of oppressively luxurious environment. And so sometimes you feel stifled in and you felt, oh, I've got to go outside and take a walk. But of course, if you did that, you would discover yourself in the middle of the palace. Even if it's an open space, it's still a big palace with the same kind of opulence and oppressive atmosphere attached to it. So I think it was very, very suitable for the story and for the kind of situation that this empress was in.
What about, emotion is so heightened. I'm just wondering, is it a more difficult role to perform when your emotions are that high, you know?
这一次的因为这个情绪都集中在很小的地方，很短的时间里面要发挥出来，这个对你来说是一个比较难的这个任务吗？
不容易，这是也是我接这个角色的一个挑战吧，对我来说。因为他在一个这么短的时间里，是一个48小时的一个谋反，就是反抗抗争，所以你在所有的你的表演的情绪当中，应该是一个很激烈极致，到有的时候达到一个极致。还有他的身体的那个状况，身体他的药性的反应，让他自己身体也不能控制，就是这些东西可能都需要一个演员能够把他的像这个斗牛士一样，就把这个牛斗到最后很疯狂的时候，你就上去演的时候，你会一直有这种很疯狂的这种行为，跟你的眼神，跟你的动作，你的态度，反正每次演完这个戏，演完一场戏，演完一个镜头会很累，会很疲劳，这差不多三个月下来是蛮疲劳的。
Oh yes, this was one of the challenges that interested me about accepting this role, is the fact that it's a very concentrated story. The whole thing takes place in a small space in just about 48 hours of story time. So this means the kind of mood and the emotions all have to be very intense and they're concentrated, crystallized, and you have to find a way to really be on 100% or even more each time to really express things in a very intense form. It's kind of like in a bullfight, of course, they fight the bull, they make the sort of stir up the bull and excite the bull until the bull is just going crazy. It's kind of that feeling when you're playing this kind of role. Each scene is more and more like that. And by the end, you feel like maybe you're going to go crazy too.
Perhaps related to that, I think you've probably heard the story described as Shakespearean, that it's that sort of very big drama and involving people going after power. One thought that comes to my mind when I hear that description is things don't change, that Shakespeare is so powerful because the stories, we keep repeating those stories. So what does this story of this royal family 1,000 years ago say to people today? What is its relevance?
有一些人谈到这部电影已经开始谈跟莎士比亚做一点比较，那么我觉得这是因为莎士比亚的故事，就像这个故事也是有一些东西是全世界不管是什么历史时代，不管是哪一个国家的人都会发生这种事情。那你觉得这个故事虽然是1000年之前在中国发生的故事，它对现在就是当代的观众有什么样的意义呢？
其实我觉得这可能就是刚才我们也采访到，就是说很多有权力权势的人，很多有权力的人，他们是永远其实有了足够的钱，他们也觉得不够，他们有足够的权力，他们还是要去想方设法去不满足自己的权势。也许到最后，可能这个不满足会让你造成一个很大的祸害，可能是对人的一个这种提示，这种人的不满足或者人的需求没有得到的时候，你的这个反抗，你的一个抗争。
Well, as an example, or maybe even as a kind of an example, it's a story about how people are hungry for power. Even people who already have a lot of power, once you get power, you want more and more. So they'll do anything, and they end up doing all sorts of bad things. And this is something that I think anybody can understand.
How do you feel about that? You were there in the beginning of the fifth generation filmmakers after Mao. How are you with the direction of Chinese cinema since then? I know in the 80s we saw stories that seemed to take place more in the 20th century, more recent times. In the past 10 years it seems exclusively traditional Chinese, or, you know, more past times, ancient, not quite ancient, but understand. Is that a creative choice? Is there pressure from the market? Is there pressure from the people who finance movies in China to move in that direction? Or?
You mean in recent years? Yeah, okay. Yeah. 那么你自己演戏大概二十几年前开始，也就是跟这个第五代导演开始拍戏，那我从那个时候到现在中国电影发展你觉得怎么样？尤其是最近几年我们好像看了一些就越来越多中国电影就是回到历史拍一些古装片，你觉得这个现象是为了市场吗？还是为了什么艺术想法等等？
其实我觉得现在中国电影进步的一点是大家开始导演开始重视市场文化，就是重视观众的感受啊，重视一些票房啊，这个是怎么说呢，可能是好的一面，但是我觉得是不好的一面，就是可能导演也会丢到他的很多他们的优势，他们想做的，他们因为市场的关系他们可能不能去做，想要讲的这个故事市场可能如果老百姓现在不感兴趣，只是你导演自己感兴趣的话，可能你拍了以后也没有人看。我是觉得可能这个好的和不好的都参加在一起。
I think one thing that's been happening is that directors in China now are paying much more attention to commercial considerations. So they think about things like box office appeal and what kind of audiences might be interested in seeing what kinds of films. And I think this can be a good thing in bringing the films closer to the audiences. On the other hand, it could also be a bad thing in that some directors might end up setting aside things that they really want to do because they might be afraid that some audiences might want to see this or might not be able to understand such things.
现在是每个人都是去乐于去追赶一个潮流，是那个中国的功夫啊，每个人好像不拍这个好像就潮流就不对了，所以每个人都在拍一些武打片，这个好像是一个不太好的现象，我觉得。
So, for example, recently a lot of people are getting back into martial arts films, and it seems like quite a trend, almost as if you don't make a martial arts films, you're going against the trend. I myself don't think that's such a great idea.
武打片肯定是涉及到古代，那是比较好看，对不对？现在武打片枪战没有意思，所以他们就把它放到古代的故事。第一是好，比较好，容易通过这个剧本。那第二就是还可以打一打，可能国际市场比较喜欢中国的功夫。这是一个其实一个不太好的一个现象。
Actually, so with martial arts films, you think the stories are probably set in some historical past, right, where they don't have guns or whatever to fight with. And so in terms of the regulation system in China, you have to get the script approved first. So if you set the story in the historical past, it might actually be easier to get the script approved in advance to go ahead and make the film. So it actually serves this purpose as well as the other purpose of maybe producing a film that will be appealing internationally because it's a martial arts film. But I think this is not such a good thing after all.
I'm just curious, you experienced a cultural revolution even though I believe you were a child at the time. Two questions. One, what are your recollections of that period? And two, will there be a great Chinese epic surrounding Cultural Revolution, or is it too early for that? Is that something you can get past the approval board? Mm.
那你个人对文化大革命有什么样的记忆? 虽然你当时大概才几岁, 大概也有一些这个个人的经验。 那么第二说, 在中国要拍有关于文化大革命的一个很大的历史片, 现在能做吗?
我那时候很小, 只是觉得, 当时还觉得不错嘛, 可以不用去上学, 小学那时候可能刚刚进小学。 哎，不错啊，可以每天晚上可以不上学，那过了一阵子就开始上学了，就觉得哎，那个时候不错，因为很小，什么都不懂，但是当然是一个很不好的一个过程，那时候每个人都不去学校了，教育就等停止了，那在那个阶段，在那个文化大革命的时候，在中国没有教育了，他第二个是什么？
就是如果要拍
片子，片子是对一些来说，电影来说比较严格，对文革的片子还是可以。
So, yeah. Well, at the time, of course, I just started elementary school, so I didn't really understand much about big things like the Cultural Revolution. To me, it was just it just so happened I didn't have to go to school because at that time the whole education system stopped. So it seemed like a great time. We had a lot of fun, didn't have to go to class or anything. But eventually, of course, things started up again, and we went back to school. Now, as far as but it didn't. But you know, in the end, it didn't seem like it was such a great thing. We realized that it actually was a bad thing for education to stop, and really the whole event of the Cultural Revolution. As far as the second question goes, making a film about the Cultural Revolution. Of course, right now it may still be difficult to get the script approved.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, finished? Okay.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, while you're signing, how you enjoy the anonymity that goes along with being in America?
你喜欢在美国可以走路啊。
很少人会认得，但是我在中国我也不管，我也会出去玩，我哪里都去。
She doesn't care, she just goes down the street.
Thank you.